Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
The football championship is now very much in full swing. Two massive games coming up this weekend, one of them involving Galway. And Murph chooses this week to go on his bloody holidays. Unbelievable stuff. But maybe, just maybe, there's a bit of method in his madness. Could it be that he sees what's coming and wants to steer well clear? For despite Mayo's injury issues and possible lingering effects of being hammered by Kerry in the league final, Oisin McConville is in no doubt about the winner this Sunday.
It's going to be a Mayo decisive win for me.
But what about our other esteemed football pundit, Paul Flynn? Is Murph right to be laying low this week, I asked him?
I think so. I don't have to put this without sounding offensive to Galwegians. I'm not a big Galway football fan.
Ooh, Murph is going to be storing. We're talking to Flynn and McConville again on Tuesday. You best believe Murph will be well armed with these quotes if things go a certain way in Castlebar on Sunday. One last chance to change your mind, Oisin?
No.
Okay, so neither of the lads will be too popular in Galway after today's GA slot on the World Service. Oisin might not be flavour in the month in Donegal either. There's been a big disciplinary mess in the build-up of their game against Armagh, arising out of the recent league match between the two. Long story, very short. Donegal now have two players suspended. Armagh have their players cleared to play. But Oisin still wasn't happy with the process, which he got a good close view of through the suspension of his nephew, Rian O'Neill, Armagh's best player. Wasn't actually one of those cited by the ref, but was suspended after the CCCC reviewed video evidence, although that ban was later overturned. I thought I was making this story short. That's as short as I could make it.
I'm not saying that you wouldn't pick Rian out, but you certainly wouldn't pick him out on his own. I was suspicious of it. And then his appeal took about 50 seconds, I think. He didn't even have to enter the room. It was clear that there had been an injustice, or certainly if you don't want to go down the road of calling it an injustice, certainly protocol had been broken. And it was the first time that had happened in the history of the GAA, as far as we are aware. So, and I think I definitely 100% think that Donegal were pulling a fast one whenever they accepted the bans. Whenever they seen the two boys being suspended and Armagh with three, and three guys who are going to have a massive influence. Turns out one of them is going to be out through injury anyway, Kieran Macken. But I think they were trying to pull a fast one whenever they accepted the bans, and now that's what has them annoyed.
Paul, what's your take on what you've been hearing?
I think we do need more historic breaks of protocol in relation to how we're bloody dealing with these suspensions as a whole, right? Because it's an absolute disgrace the way... If players are getting suspended, they should be just upheld, and there should be very little grounds for them to be appealed. In my eyes, I just think the current situation has just gone beyond a joke. We're a laughing stock. It's like every time I see somebody getting now suspended, I just say that'll be appealed. I have been a guy who, we spoke of the infamous photo of the hack of the Dublin lads in the back of that hill in Navan, all standing there, eight of them, after being suspended because of the contribution to Malí. Regardless of whether he was the most vigorous or not, like him and others from Armagh and a couple of Donegal players, absolutely around six of them, maybe seven, eight, they were contributing to a Malí, if you like, and they should have been suspended and they should have been withheld or upheld.
Ooh, should be a fun day for Oisín and Ballybuffet on Sunday anyway. I'd imagine he's looking forward to that one and his reception from the Donegal fans. Erik ten Hag has been appointed as Manchester United's next manager, but Ken reckons the problems run deep at that club.
Man United's standards have fallen so far since then. Like, they are now so desperate for anything that looks like it could turn into success that they indulge Ole Gunnar Solskjaer for 3 years. You know what I mean? They're so... Whereas previously, they sort of had... They had almost 30 years of being the big dog, you know. I mean, since 1990, more or less, until the end of the Ferguson time, they were the dominant team, expecting every season to win the title. So when David Moyes came in and suddenly they were kind of an average team, you know, and finished seventh, that was like the worst thing ever. It was like, oh my, you know, this isn't, get this guy out of a club, you know, I mean, how much damage can one guy do? And Van Gaal, I think, still had that burden of expectation. You know, they still hadn't got used to thinking of themselves as, we are useless. We are clueless. We don't know what we're doing. We've got all this money, but we don't know how to spend it. You know, we're the worst run big club in the world. You know what I mean? Which I think they now like have kind of internalized this. Like I find when I speak to United fans, like they're just laughing at United now.
Ken also had some fun with Thomas Tuchel this week, who had everyone's head spinning with his bizarre post-match interview after the defeat to Arsenal.
We scored 5 goals. And lost 4-2, that's easy.
By that you mean?
3 own goals and 2 regular goals for us and 1 for Arsenal. And that makes it 4-2.
Okay, I still have no idea what that's about. That got Ken comparing Tuchel to the Riddler in the new Batman movie. But then, why stop at the Riddler? Ken decided to go one better.
I wonder, could Thomas Tuchel play Batman? I actually think he would be quite a good Batman because it is like a jawline-based role, isn't it?
He's a lot thinner than I would imagine most Batman are.
He is. But like maybe it's time to sort of move away from the sort of beefcake Batman. I mean, there was, you know, Michael Keaton wasn't exactly jacked when he was Batman. Tuchel is skinny, yes, but, you know, I think he's got some... See, what I think, Robert Pattinson is just so boring. Well, like, why did they get this guy to do this? Like, what is he supposed to... He's just like a sulky, just morose... Like, why? Like, to me, right, the great Batman that never was is Mel Gibson. Clearly, Mel Gibson should have been allowed to play Batman at some stage because he has got the ingredients you need for the role. He's got a great jawline and he does a lot of acting with his eyes. Mel Gibson, he bats his eyelids and sort of, he kind of widens his eyes dramatically in order to show madness. And that's exactly what Batman needs. Because that's really, like, not being able to see Mel Gibson's nostrils flaring would remove a lot of his acting ability. But I still feel that he would have enough. But I think that Tuchel actually has got a few of those ingredients. He also has wonderfully expressive eyes, which are very large. They would have to cut the holes in the bat helmet wider so you could see the full range of Tuchel's expressive eyes, and then he's got that sometimes sneering mouth and jaw.
I really hope one of our tech whizzes who listen to the Second Captain's World Service are currently mocking this up for you again. Thomas Tuchel as Batman.
Well, I don't know how much longer he's going to be Chelsea manager.
Not surprisingly, our amazing members have come up trumps. Owen Gull has sent us in a mock-up of Thomas Tuchel as Batman, and it's a reasonable effort, Owen. We thank you for your efforts, but I have to give top marks to Gavin Thornbury. As always, when these things happen, Gavin Thornbury is nothing short of a genius, this man. And he has sent us in many of these sort of things in the past. This one is suitably impressive. And I must say, I was wrong to question the thin frame of Thomas Tuchel in the Batman costume. And it's all about, as Ken says, it's all about the jawline. And that actually works. It actually works. Thomas Tuchel is Batman.
That makes it 4-2.
I nearly forgot to tell you to sign up to the World Service. You know, secondcaptains.com. €5 a month plus VAT. Love to see you. If not, chat to you again on Monday. Take care.
How dare you
form is that? That's the second time he's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.